Good morning, everybody. Good morning, everybody. This is Jason Howell, and I am calling in for the Friday morning Daily Drop radio show. This is our community call where we all come together every Friday morning to talk about all of the great things that happen for us in this world we call doTERRA and all the products that we are able to experience and utilize in our lives. This is actually the first time that I'm hosting this call, and I want to just let everybody know that Ryan is actually a little bit ill right now, so if we can have some good energies and prayers and all the good that we can muster up and think for him right now at this time to get better and well, that would be much appreciated. I am excited for what's upcoming. You know, we have September 4th here, 2015, and in just 3 days, me and my wife get to travel to Utah to go to convention, doTERRA's convention. And for those of you that might be new to the call or haven't really had much experience with the doTERRA community and don't really know what convention is, just a little bit tidbit on it. Convention is actually extremely important for us people in doTERRA. It allows us to get to know other leaders in the company, allows us to mix and mingle with and meet the owners and of the company and those that have actually founded and started and had the vision and the foresight to create such an amazing company that is helping so many people around the world. And the theme of this actual convention is called Alive. And what's amazing to me is that in just one day, there was all the tickets were sold out. That's 30,000 tickets at that time. Now, you know, obviously things happen and people, or actually it was 25,000 tickets that they opened up. And 27,000 people are actually going to be attending this event in Salt Lake City. And in order to accommodate this amount of people, they actually had to have two different venues. So they have the Salt Lake Palace and the Energy Solutions Center, which is where the Jazz, the Utah Jazz, play basketball. And so each of these is going to be filled to capacity. And what they're going to have to do in order to accommodate is actually do live sessions, and there's going to be a two-hour delay, the session that's held in the Salt Lake Palace and the session that's held in the Energy Solutions Center. So in essence, let's say, for instance, if David Hill, which he's going to be the first speaker, he'll get on at, let's say, 10 o'clock in the morning at the Energy Solutions Center. At noon, he'll be presenting the same information at the Salt Lake Palace. So it's a unique way to actually do this, and it's amazing to me that, you know, in Utah, that being the, you know, the haven for direct sales companies, network marketing companies of the like, that this is the largest convention in history for Utah, for one single company. The really cool thing that I love about convention is that I get to meet you guys. I get to meet all the people that we, you know, we get to talk to on the phone and get to experience, you know, the life that they have and how these products are helping them change their lives. I finally get to put a face to the voices that we all so often hear. What's great about social media now is that, you know, in the past I've been doing this a long time as far as this type of business model. And before social media, we never really knew what people look like. Fortunately, now we have Facebook and all these other things that allow us to get a little idea of what people look like face-to-face. But for the most part, it's just great to connect with people and really understand and see why they are there and to see light bulbs go off in their eyes as they start to experience this convention and everything that it does. Neat thing that doTERRA is doing is that they're having someone named Carrie Lawrence actually come out, and she basically knows what it takes to win in one of the highest pressure extreme environments imaginable. She's actually a pilot, you know, in a cockpit of a Mach 2, and she was the first female F-14 Tomcat fighter pilot in the U.S. Navy, and she's flown missions all over the world. You know, and in combat missions, mission ready for the United States, naval pilot. Lawrence is used to working in fast-paced, dynamic environments, and she's going to be our keynote speaker. She's going to be teaching about leadership. And the convention of this theme is alive. And when you think about what that means and how it relates to the topics of leadership, which is what she's going to be talking a lot about, I truly believe that we aren't alive if we're not living up to our truest potential. We're not alive unless we're serving others and improving ourselves every single day. Tony Robbins talks about the six needs that we have. And the first four are personality needs: the need for certainty, the need for uncertainty, the need for significance, and the need for love and connection. And what's interesting is that certainty and uncertainty are kind of opposites. Same with significance and love and connection. Because when you think of significance, you're almost thinking of standing alone, you know, look at me. Love and connection is connecting with others. And there's a paradox there, of which you think about when you think of these two elements, certainty and uncertainty being opposites, significance and love and connection being opposites. But there are two spiritual needs, the ones that fill our spirits and allow us to feel alive. And those are the needs of growth and contribution. And that's why we're here today. This and what we do on these Friday morning community calls, it gives you the opportunity to come out, step out of your comfort zone. It's hard to do this stuff at times. It's hard to come out on a radio show or in public. You know, the biggest fear most people have is, you know, public speaking. And I know we have a couple people in the queue. So today's your day. Today's your day to step out of your comfort zone. Share with us the impact that these essential oils and this company is making a difference in your lives and how the products are making a difference in your lives. You know, Monday through Friday, we come together every single day. Mondays are geared towards product knowledge. Wednesdays are geared towards business tactics. And then this Friday morning call is for you. It's for you to step out, share your experiences, and let us know what's going on in your world. So I'm going to start with area code 520, last four digits, 0152. Please come out and share with us what's going on with you.
Hey, Jason, it's Nancy from Green Valley.
Hey, Nancy Karsh, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm so excited about next week. I can't believe it's already here.
I can't either. I'm looking so forward to it. I can't wait to see you. I love your smiling face.
Yeah, it's just going to be so fun. It's always, you know, it's always a little bit of a push to get ready to leave home and be away for a few days. But I think having been before, I know it's going to be a lot. It's really going to be worth it. So anyway, fun. I just wanted to share my two. I have two product stories today. One, earlier in the week, I was out in the yard doing, you know, just trying to do some cleanup work with little trimming, a little leaves, stuff like that. And I don't know what muscle I pulled, but I had some angry, complaining muscles in my legs for the last 4 days. And, you know, it's so funny. I've used the Deep Blue so many times and recommended it to others, and they've been successful using Deep Blue. And, you know, you kind of sometimes you can forget about it, and all of a sudden I'm standing there not feeling very comfortable, and I thought, you know, silly me, get the Deep Blue out. So I did, and of course it really made a huge difference. I mean, it really is a magical oil. And particularly when you get those like Charlie horse kind of things when you've done a little too much exercise, and you know, it's, you keep you know, we all try to move your leg to a different position so it quits hurting. And, man, that Deep Blue takes care of it in, like, seconds. It's just incredible. And then the other one I wanted to talk about was TerraShield with all the rain down here.
You guys have been getting a ton of rain. I've been watching, and it's like every single day you're getting pounded in the afternoon.
We've had some days where we really got slammed, and yesterday was one of them. It was just amazing. But it really brings out the little flying no-see-ums and mosquitoes, and, you know, normally we just don't have any of that stuff, and boy, with the monsoons, it can get really thick. And I think this year, because we've had so much more rain in a concentrated period of time, but that the TerraShield really helps, and you don't have to, you know, pour it over your whole body or anything. Just, you know, a drop or two here and there just really makes a difference. And if you're like me, if you like to walk, try to walk outside in this kind of weather, you know, you can feel like you're just getting eaten up. And so anyway, just a reminder to everybody that stuff really works. It's a good thing, as Martha would say.
And as we always hear from everybody, you know, we have an oil for that, right? You know, so it's like anything that we could possibly think of, there's an oil that corresponds to, you know, the issues that we might experience in life. And, you know, I recently broke my hand, my wrist, and it broke the radius side of the bone. So it wasn't a compound fracture or anything, but it was pretty bad. I mean, I was roller skating, fell back, and it completely, it tweaked it. And so what happened was, it's crazy, because I went to the hospital and they didn't set it for, you know, a long time. And I had to use Deep Blue in my recovery process. And I got to tell you, all the different oils that I was using, you know, Deep Blue, I was using Helichrysum, frankincense. I've been putting Immortelle on my scar, because the break was so bad that they actually had to go in there and put a plate in. And so they had to, well, I don't want to get too gruesome, but they had to cut my arm open and actually put these plates in. So I have about a 3-inch gash on my arm. And so I've been using Deep Blue and all of these things because, you know, it kind of atrophied my muscle. I mean, it was weird because I could see how much atrophy I had in my forearms. And it's just amazing what the oils have been able to do for me. And Nancy, I'm just grateful for you and your contributions. And I know that you've been having a lot of success recently, you know, when, as you have been approaching your business. And how is Diamond Dance to Diamond coming for you? I see you're posting a lot of really cool stuff.
It's great. It's great. You know, you set up a series. You know, there's a series of our group is set up a series of tasks. You know, business building tasks to do each week, and it's funny. It never works out exactly as the you know, it doesn't work out exactly that you planned it on paper. You know, do so much of this or do something of that, and so on and so forth. But what I'm finding is I just keep plugging away at it, even though it doesn't happen according to the picture each week, kind of thing, or the flow chart. So, but it's amazing. And I was just thinking in terms of testimonials. One of the things that's I really discovered in this is that the sampling process, you know, the idea of when you're talking to someone and you're saying, you know, are you open to learning more about natural health care and things like that, you don't using the sampling process as the next step instead of like going right to inviting into a class, for example, which is what I did more of before. And, you know, you're sort of saying to yourself, okay, I'm going to trust that this sample is going to do what it's supposed to do, you know, so that person will be enthusiastic. And sometimes, you know, our guests, maybe it's just me in the past, I've had that hesitation, you know, and then saying, well, what if I don't have the right oil for their issue at the moment, or, you know, all that kind of crazy thoughts. And so I decided I would just concentrate on lemon, peppermint, and lavender and make up some samples of those and have them in my purse, you know, or my bag all when I'm going somewhere and whatnot. And then just let them choose which one they want. And other part of the class is being very religious about following up in 48 hours of doing that. And what I'm finding out is that it doesn't matter, you know, if you just let them know what the oil is, and then I usually email them one of the product information sheets as soon as I get home. And sometimes the little videos, you know, the little product videos that are just a minute long. And so they get that in the email right away. And I'm just batting a thousand with that in terms of people, when I call them back, they're just, they're interested. They are ready to hear about this. And so it's cool.
It is cool, and it's interesting because the simple approach like that, asking a very simple question, are you, you know, we talk about the three doors of openness. Are you open to learning? You know, if someone's not open to learning, then you might be wasting a little bit of time. But if, you know, a lot of people, and I think the majority of people are open. So you're finding out in the beginning whether or not someone is even worth spending your time on, you know, because a lot of times we might spend our time on people that, you know, that really have no interest whatsoever, and we get discouraged because of that. So let's just focus on the people that do have interest, and then let's let the oils do the work for us, which is exactly what you're doing. And sometimes it's hard to do that because you want to, you know, I know I'm in sales all my life, and, you know, it's like I want to get them quickly to, you know, the outcome that, you know, I'd like to see for them, which is to help them become a user of these products, either from a customer standpoint or, you know, just using them and getting them in their house. So I know what you mean. It's kind of sometimes hard, but you'll see that the process actually works, you know, and it's really cool. And congratulations on all that you do. And thanks for sharing your testimonial today, Nancy. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks.
All right. We'll talk soon.
Okay.
All right. Next caller. I have 503-4557. You're on the air. I think I know who this is.
You think you know who it is? It's Bonnie.
I know it's Bonnie. I knew it.
Well, I've got another Deep Blue story. Larry was working this week with his business, and part of what he did on a service call is he was moving some heavy equipment and stressed his back pretty badly and didn't have anything with him at the time, and he probably wouldn't have been able to apply it anyway. So when he got home, we, of course, got the Deep Blue out, and we were using that, and it just helps immensely. But he didn't have a very good night that night, and I wasn't thinking clearly with some other ideas we could have used. So the second night, I went ahead and got the marjoram and frankincense out and just made him some capsules of that to help with his discomfort. And, boy, he slept so good that night. So the combination of the Deep Blue and the frankincense and marjoram is just amazing. Just I know he would have just been miserable all day long without using those just simple things. And it has helped him get through some stressful feeling times otherwise. So we are just, you know, moving on down the road with Deep Blue and keeping him going. And he hasn't been to see the chiropractor yet. He hasn't had time. So
in
between. Yeah, I know. It's like he hasn't had time. You can't get him in. He's working so much. So anyway, hopefully we'll do that before convention next week. But it's just amazing to know that you can go from just so much discomfort to being able to put up with what little residue discomfort there is in order to get through your day. It's just, you know, words can't even tell what that means, because otherwise you'd be sitting in a chair or just, you know, I don't know, not able to function.
I love it, you know, and when you think about it, Bonnie, what we're doing is we're just giving the body what it needs to naturally do the things to help with, you know, and support the body in the healing process. And, you know, I love chiropractors, massage therapists. My wife's a massage therapist. That's actually our first date was a massage therapy for me. So I know the value of these things. And sometimes we can't get in to see them as quickly as we want to. I remember sitting for 24 hours waiting for a doctor to come and put my arm back in place because I had to sit there with it out of place for 24 hours. And that was the most excruciating pain I'd ever gone through. And, you know, obviously with the different oils and the stuff like that, you know, it helped prevent, and obviously the drugs I was on helped a lot too,
right?
Because that was pretty intense. But you know, here you have a very simple solution. You know what to do, and then you just try it and you see what works. And he better get better, because you know we got to see you guys in like, you know, 3 or 4 days, and we're gonna have a ton of fun, and we're excited to see you. And you know, thanks for coming out here and sharing. We definitely appreciate it, and tell Larry to get better quick.
I will. Thanks, Dave.
No problem. Thanks, Bonnie. All right, we have a little bit more time if anybody else wants to come out here and share real quick. We have a little bit longer. If you want to share, just press 1 on your keypad. I don't see anybody else. I see a ton of people, but no one's in the queue. Who wants to be the next one to step up and show your leadership? Oh, there's one. I know who this is. Erlene, come on out here. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you, Jason?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you.
Well, I don't even know what I want to share this morning, but I'm just excited to, I guess, just share my passion with what doTERRA has done for me. I just feel like I've been into wellness for over 30 years, and it's been such an awesome journey to finally come across doTERRA and feel like they just had the missing pieces that I feel like in all that I did and all the good that I felt like I could do, I just felt like there was the missing piece. And I just feel like there's so many people struggling out there unnecessarily, and we have the tools that can help people with the essential oils. People are looking to get better, to improve their lives, to prevent a lot of the dysfunctions that are so often prevalent in homes and families and in many lives across the board. And we have something not only with the essential oils, but in the superior nutritionals and toxic-free cleaners and body care. And all of those things, doTERRA has just given so many people their lives back because they've been able to help regenerate all the way to the cellular level and to finally feel like they can function in normally society full of dysfunction and disorder. And so I just want to share my passion today and thanking all of you out here listening to this message, because these are powerful tools for today. These are powerful only for you, but I encourage you to open your mouth and share with around you the experiences that you're having and help others be able to come along too. I spoke with a lady the other day and she was saying, no, I don't want to share it. You know, I'm just interested in using it for myself. And I said, but don't you think there's other people struggling around you that you know, that would like to know what you know? I said, oh, yeah, of course. And I said, well, then keep your mouth shut. Let them know what you're experiencing and the things that are benefiting you. Because it's not just about us. It's about helping people around us that are struggling. So I do encourage you to, you know, think not only of yourself, but think of others around you that are really, really looking for healing and wellness. And that's my thoughts today. So I hope to see all of you next week. We're excited to be going to convention. And by the way, there are still many convention tickets available. If you still want to go, please let us know, because we really want you to go, even last minute if you can, because it is an amazing company and you will love everything that they have to offer you. And we invite you to come. I'll help you get there any way I can. So let anybody know, your leaders know, if you still want to come. We'd love to have you come.
Thank you, Earlene. And yes, I echo what Earlene had to say. And you know, I love about I love what you say about, you know, helping other people and the whole sharing element. I think what happens is when people start to utilize these products, it's a natural occurrence that happens. You know, I was actually listening to one of the a talk that was put together by one of our church leaders in our church, and he was talking about how there's his sons, you know, were he was watching them, and he was seeing how one of his sons was hurt. You know, they were outside and you know, a bunch of the boys were out playing and each of them got hurt and they kind of scraped themselves up. And you see the bigger brother, you know, the older brother, helping the little one out. And he's just gobbing all this stuff on him, you know, putting all this tape and this bandages all over his body, you know, and just using an absurd amount of, you know, ointment and all this other stuff. And it's really comical. But the cool thing is after that, is that once the little brother was all suited up and made well or better, he goes and he takes those same things, those same items, the bandages and the ointments, and he goes and he starts walking outside to go help the rest of the boys. And I think it's just a natural inclination that we have to help other people, you know, especially if we hear or see people, you know, hurting or struggling. You know, and as we're, you know, utilizing these products on our own, we can't help but share. And that's why doTERRA has grown so rapidly and so quickly, is because these products work on us. We can't help, you know, see other people that might be in need, and then we naturally just want to share and help them. So, Earlene, I want to thank you for coming out here, and thank you for your leadership. I am so grateful to you for finding doTERRA and introducing us to it. I know that you've been on the search for natural solutions in your household for 30 years, and I'm grateful for the ailments that you had way back in the day, because it's allowed you to become who you are today, and it's allowed us and me to have a wife and that I've learned so much from, and that I've been able to really appreciate everything that I've been learning as we've grown with doTERRA and learned from you as far as how we can take care of our families from a health and natural solutions perspective. And also, and more importantly, on a preventative and nutritional perspective. So thank you for your leadership. I want to also thank Bonnie out in Oregon there, you know, for her coming out here, you know, stepping up, being a leader as she always is. Larry, get better. And then, again, Nancy, appreciate your time and your energy in coming out here. And we look forward to seeing everybody in convention week next week. It's going to be an interesting time for a lot of us, and we hope to see interesting in a great way, because there's going to be a lot of really cool stuff. The exciting things for me are when products are announced. I love the new products. That's my funnest time. So I'm interested in finding out what those things are, because I still don't know. So anyway, thanks everybody for showing up today, and we'll see you next week. Have a great day.